This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is David Livingston. He is the author of The Dying God, A History of Western Civilization and Terrorism and the Illuminati, a 3,000-year history. His website is terrorism-illuminati.com. And we will take calls this hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Now, you were talking about Agatha, who had married Malcolm III in Scotland, and that is the origination of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. And Agatha was from, did you say Hungary?
She was from... There's controversy as to where exactly she's from. So Bulgaria or Hungary or
okay, and she was Jewish because they had. She was originally from the Scythians, that evolved into the Khazars, and then she went up to Bulgaria or Hungary.
Right.
Okay. So she is a Jewish woman.
Probably.
Married to Malcolm. Okay.
Right. And so that's where you have so that's the beginning of it. And the other branches in, it was developing in southern France, and that was the Plantagenets. And that's where you have basically the bloodlines of the Holy Grail. And this is where the Templars come in. It seems that the Templars found some books when they were excavating beneath the temple. And I believe what they found was a book called the Sefer HaBahir, which is a book that was then handed over to the Jewish communities and ended up with the Jewish communities of southern France. And this is what kicked off the emergence of the Kabbalah in that area. And then the spreading influence of the Kabbalah is what resulted in the Holy Grail, or the legends of the Holy Grail. And this was all interconnected with these various families that could supposedly trace their descent to not only Charlemagne, but this exilarch from Baghdad.
Okay. We do have one caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take Carolyn, and then please hold your calls till after we open the phone lines. But Carolyn, welcome to the program. Okay. All righty. Okay, so we won't take Carolyn from Texas. All righty. So anyway, so tell us the Holy Grail. What is that about?
The Holy Grail, I think that the authors of the Holy Blood, Holy Grail had really hit on something. And I don't think they're entirely accurate, but I think a lot of it makes sense. If you look at the two symbols that became the main symbols of the European aristocracy were the lily and the rose. So the lily, of course, for the French aristocracy, and the rose for the Plantagenets. And so in the Zohar, which is the most famous Kabbalistic book, which emerged slightly after that time, it begins with an exposition, because the symbolism of lily and the rose comes from the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon. And so the Zohar begins by stating that the lily and the rose represent the Jewish congregation.
And well, you know, the Song of Solomon, I mean, if you've ever read through that, it's nothing but a early pornography, in my opinion.
That's right. The Song of Solomon is the most important Kabbalistic book in the Bible, and it features everywhere. And what it is, it's supposedly an ode from the love to the beloved.
Right.
But it's an ode to the goddess.
All right. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, David Livingston.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today. Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is David Livingston. Excuse me. And we will take calls at 800-313-9443 after we open the phone lines. I would really like Dave to be able to finish the connection between Agatha, Freemasonry, the Scottish Rite, and why we have what we have now.
Right. Should I just jump right in?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about the Song of Solomon. So it's understood Kabbalistically to be a song of love between God and his chosen people. And so, and the chosen people are represented by the lily, the rose of Sharon, basically, the lilies of the valley.
You know, so, that's one of the few books that doesn't even mention God. The other one's Esther, which I find very significant.
Right. So it's cryptic. Basically, it's understood Kabbalistically that the beloved is the Shekinah, which is a Kabbalistic representation of the goddess, which is also understood to be the equivalent of the Jewish congregation. So it's basically going back to the same dying god cult, you know, Baal and Astarte, which had been modified to suit Jewish themes or Bible themes. And so that's the basis of it. So basically, the Holy Grail, I regard as being about the bloodline of the Antichrist. And this is why I trace the Luciferian bloodline going all the way back to Herod and that network.
Okay.
And so what's important at this time is that, so the Templars are basically You know, the Kabbalah had all but disappeared for about 1,000 years, right up until the time of the Templars, because the Kabbalah represented, at least the Kabbalah of the 12th century, represented ideas which had basically disappeared from Judaism, and they suddenly reemerged, and they only reemerged because of this book, the Sefer HaBahir, which seems like it was the Templars that were responsible for communicating. Now, the other source were heretical Islamic groups like the Ismailis, or another group called the Sabians of the Islamic world. And it was this contact, or also the Ismailis and Sabians were responsible for the Assassins. So the Assassins essentially were the first Islamic terrorist organization. So that's what the modern relationship is all about. It's about supposedly preserving or recreating the age-old relationship between the Assassins of Egypt, or the Ismailis of Egypt, and the Western occult tradition, which had started with the Templars. So the modern relationships that exist between the Muslim Brotherhood, who are basically really closet Egyptian Freemasons, and the European branch, which is the Illuminati, has basically been built up on this mythology that they were recreating the relationships of the Templars and the Assassins.
Okay. Wow. Interesting. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and take a call? We do have Carolyn from Texas. Carolyn, you had a question? Oh, she dropped. Okay. Okay, let's take Craig in Ontario.
Hi, Deanna. Mr. Livingston, just wondering if you could maybe define for me who you think Jesus Christ was or is, in terms of being able to put into perspective where you're coming from.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm a Muslim, so my views are influenced, I guess you could say. I don't look at them as influence, but anyway, they mirror what you'll find in Islam. But basically, maybe not what's being taught by a lot of Muslims these days, but that's another topic. What happens, simply put, you know, the Bible story is that that God preaches his basic message. And originally he gave the Ten Commandments to the Jewish people. Most importantly, the golden rule, which is do unto others, except that they corrupted this message. And they overcomplicated it. So when you look at Isaiah, he says, you know, that God complains that he doesn't subsist on your sacrifices and so on and so forth. Basically, you know, the rituals of the religion, but on your justice, on your care for the orphans, for widows, for the poor, and so on. And I see Jesus as basically being a reformer in line with all the past reformers of Judaism, where he comes to complain about the corruption of the Jewish clergy to show them how they had overcomplicated the religion, how basically they had lost touch of the spirit of the law. And that's why the essence of his message is to remind them of the true spirit of the law, which is to love your neighbor. So that's how I see Jesus. And that's my basic take of it.
So it's basically like a Muslim viewpoint that Jesus was just like another sort of a great prophet or a great person who came down to fight against all the Babylonian evil and Satan or Baal worship.
Well, I mean, we don't see any specific, we don't see him specifically attacking, you know, any kind of Babylonian corruptions. I think because really that's the Babylonian corruption, just kind of part and parcel of the larger corruption, right? Which is basically completely losing track of the meaning of the religion. And the real meaning is to love your neighbor. And who's your neighbor? That's why he gives the story of the Good Samaritan. Your neighbor is everybody. You know, you shouldn't judge people because they come from a different sect or a different religion or a different race. And it doesn't mean that you accept their beliefs necessarily, but you should still show respect for them as a human being. Because really, ultimately, it's only God who is the judge. And just because I believe something differently than you might be better than me. I might be on the truth, you know, doctrinally, but maybe somebody who is not on the truth might actually be a better person than me.
Great, sir. Oh, so you do believe like there is like the loving God?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Could you put all these new age religions into perspective as well?
Sure. New Age religion basically is it's propaganda for Luciferianism, okay. and it's basically kind of the outer edges of, you know, it's like the crumbs dropping off the table of the great occult conspiracy, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Okay, so you were talking about the Scottish Rite, and right. That is basically what most of the say Freemasons in this country are. Are they
right.
Part of the Scottish Rite?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, and you believe that they are associated with the Illuminati?
In some way, at least certain Scottish people were. I would certainly suspect that Albert Pike was. So it's somehow, you know, I'm not sure exactly how these various organizations are connected to each other, but they all seem to be just, you know, I don't think that Scottish Rite Freemasonry is behind it. I think Scottish Rite Freemasonry is being used by the Illuminati, because when you look at the groups that were responsible for creating the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, they were a network of various occult societies. Principally, it started with the Asiatic Brethren, and they originate from the Frankists, which is another avenue which is very important.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about that then.
Well, the Frankists, right. So they basically, the Frankists were Shabbateans, and this Shabbatai Zevi in 1666 announced himself as the Jewish Messiah. And this took the world Jewish community by storm, you know, sweeping Jewish communities from all the way from Turkey to Europe to Morocco, like all over the world. And but then supposedly he was given an ultimatum by the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire to choose death or conversion. So he chose conversion. And so the large mass of his followers were disappointed. But some of them decided to see it as a kind of mystery that he had incepted. And so they did the same. They converted to Islam. And so to this day, there's a community called the Domine community out of Turkey who are crypto-Jewish. They outwardly practice Islam, but they're still secretly Jewish. And this is where the Young Turk movement came from, and this is where Ataturk came from, and so on and so forth. So
the Young Turks, and they were to blame for the Armenian Christian slaughter.
I think so. Yeah, I'm not sure of the details there, but they were basically responsible for the overthrow of the Islamic Empire and the institution of a secular state, and basically assisting the Western powers in dismantling the Ottoman Empire.
Right, right.
Which is important because it was freeing Israel from the hold of the Ottomans.
Sure, and opening up Palestine for them to come in and take.
Exactly, exactly. And this was done with the assistance of Saudi Arabia, which is also important.
Okay.
And that's the key. Saudi Arabia is the main ally of the U.S. in the Middle East. And Saudi Arabia follows a sect that was created by the British in the 1700s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's why
it's a sect called Wahhabism. And
okay.
That's why to this day, the Muslim Brotherhood and Wahhabism are married into one, and that's why they're called a Salafi movement. But they're basically the antithesis of Islam. And they're used specifically for that reason. And this is why the Saudis were busy creating these madrasas across the in Pakistan, along the border with Afghanistan, to indoctrinate all these refugees into their specific version of Wahhabism. And that's how they produced the Taliban. And so this was a combined American and Saudi experiment.
Oh, interesting.
And, yeah. This is all part of the grand chessboard, right? Brzezinski's grand chessboard of playing these pawns against the Soviet Union and China.
Right. Okay, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take some calls at 800-313-9443.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
And welcome back. Our guest today is David Livingston. His website is terrorism-illuminati.com. And we do have a caller, but I would like you to address, after we take this call, I'd like to have you address this individual that you mentioned by the name of, what was his name, Jacob Frank,
right,
whose original name was Jacob Leibowitz.
Right.
But let's take a real quick call from Lark from Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, David.
Hi.
By the way, I have been a proud member of your list on Yahoo.
Group, oh, great.
Called
nice
the
to
Dying
meet you.
God for
great.
About 2 years.
Okay.
Now, Deanna, hopefully to your delight, I was going in the same direction as you were in my thought process here, because I want to put the timeline right in the minds of the listeners. You mentioned Shabbatai Zevi and his conversion to Islam, and you mentioned the year 1666.
Yeah.
Now, where I wanted to go next was, of course, to Jacob Frank. But before going there, I wanted to hearken back and renote the tie-in to the creation of Christianity as the state religion by Constantine, and how, in fact, it was a corruption of Christianity, or shall we say the teachings of the Christ. in many ways because it combined these elements of mysticism, the mystery schools, as well as Gnosticism within it. And that's why we have the Apocrypha inclusive with some editions of the so-called Bible and then others. But along with this Jacob Frank tie-in, I would also like to just casually note if you have any comments to the so-called Cobran Bible, K-O-B-R-N. And I'll leave it at that, and I appreciate all your research, and Deanna, to you for your program.
Thank you.
Thanks. Unfortunately, I don't. That's the first I've heard of it, so I don't have a comment to make.
That was easy out.
Sorry. I'm okay. Going to look it up though, for sure.
I will. We have an email question from Jason, and he says Aristotle wrote about logic in his works, The Organon, for the purpose of formulating the laws of thought. The Gospel, according to John, also wrote about logic in the form of the word, logos in Greek.
Right.
The Catholic Encyclopedia says that Aristotle was, and I quote, the greatest of heathen philosophers, unquote. Thanks. Given your knowledge, surrounding Plato, how or what does Aristotle and his works play into the historical aspect? And where or what did his philosophy come from or was influenced from or by?
Oof. That's one of the toughest questions I've ever been asked. That's a really great question. You know, that's a really tough one. You know, there seems to be a difference between, I'm not an expert on Aristotle, but, you know, and I've really wondered about this question myself many, many times. And not one I've been able to find a satisfactory answer to. I think there, you know, the curious thing is as well is that Aristotle was supposedly Alexander's tutor. And Alexander basically came to be worshipped as Mithras. And I see Mithraism basically as Alexander worship, because the House of Primogene in Turkey were claimed descent from both Persian kings and Alexander. And that's really kind of what they saw as making them special, as this representing this union between the Greek and Persian past. And this is why I think that sculptures of Mithras were essentially modeled on Alexander. And this is not a claim that's new to me. This is Franz Cumont, who was the founder of the study, suggested the same. So, you know, I don't know.
Okay. So let's get back to your chapter. You were talking about the leaders of the Zoharist was Jacob Frank, whose original name was Jacob Leibowitz.
Yeah.
And he regarded himself as a reincarnation of Zevi. And he rejected the Talmud, and he preached the religious myth of nihilism.
Right. So, yeah, this is very important. So it really, where this story begins is with the Kabbalah of Isaac Luria. And so Isaac Luria is regarded as the founder. He was born in 1534. So he's regarded as the founder of what's called the New Kabbalah. And this boldly kind of reinterpreted the basics of Kabbalah and basically prescribed that you shouldn't just, you know, sit around and wait for the coming of this Messiah. You should prepare the situation for his coming. So I think there we see, you know, really how his philosophy was absorbed. So Shabbatai Zevi is seen as kind of the first great expression of Lurianic Kabbalah. And then his successor is Jacob Frank.
Okay. All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, David Livingston. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, friends. My guest today is David Livingston, and we will take calls at 800-313-9443. In your chapter on the Illuminati, you were talking about Jacob Frank. And what he proposed, basically, is the destruction of society.
Absolutely. It's a Luciferian doctrine.
Right. So tell us how you see this happening.
Well, so Jacob Frank, as revealed by Rabbi Eintelman in his two books, To Eliminate the Opiate, I don't endorse everything in the books, but the important thing is that he shows or claims at least that the Rothschilds were connected to the Shabbateans, or the Rothschilds were Shabbateans, and I guess then connected to Jacob Frank. So Jacob Frank and the Rothschilds and were then connected to the founding of the Illuminati. And what happens is that Jacob Frank's successor was Moses Dobruska. And Moses Dobruska founded what's called the Asiatic Brethren. So at this time in Freemasonry, there was a myth that was popular about who were called the Johannite Christians. And what this meant was they were so-called Christians of St. John that the Templars had come into contact with during the Crusades. And so this was a Christian sect that supposedly lived within the Islamic world. And so Scottish Rite Freemason claims that these Johannite Christians were rescued and brought to Scotland, and that's where we have the origin of Scottish Rite Freemasonry. But it's understood cryptically that these Johannine Christians were actually the Sabians of the Islamic world and or basically the assassins again. So this is where the modern version of this myth basically starts to get created, and it's the Frankists who are responsible for it. Because the Asiatic Brethren is basically trying to identify themselves as being these Eastern mystics that the Templars had been in contact with. And so out of the Asiatic Brethren, you get all the networks that were connected to them that start to foster the rise of Egyptian Freemasonry in Egypt, as well as in Europe, that gives birth to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay, so it's you mentioned Saudi Arabia a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And their connection to the United States.
Right.
And, of course, the Bush family had a big connection to the royalty in Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely.
And then can you tie that in with the destruction? Because the Illuminati appears to be intent on destroying society physically.
Right.
And you can see this with the bombs beginning in World War II with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And if you look at what is going on around us now with all the bombing going on in the Middle East, does this tie into the Illuminati objectives?
I think so. You know, what this represents is a modern strategy that was developed called Total War. And it's a complete innovation, you know, that's really new to the 20th century. In the past, when armies fought, you know, you'd get the two armies that would go out in the field and battle it out. This idea now, it's actually it's a form of psychological warfare. And it was invented at the turn of the century. And you have, you know, some of the leading developers of the strategy were people like Winston Churchill. And it's the idea that you harm large masses of the enemy's population. Basically, it's terrorism, it's state terrorism, that you harm large amounts of civilians to essentially destabilize the society and undermine the morale of the society so that they'll ultimately overthrow their own leaders. And so this, and I see that as being probably, you know, I think this also related to Bakunin, and I think the Bakunin is also ultimately related back to Jacob Frank, because Bakunin is the one who really, you know, articulated the entire philosophy of nihilism.
Okay, and you're talking about Michael Bakunin?
Right.
Okay, and he was kind of a complicit with Marx and Engels.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
And you know, clearly he clearly stated his devotion to Lucifer, I mean, in his own words.
Right. Now, total warfare was actually employed during what I refer to as Lincoln's War.
Right. Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned John Robison in your chapter about the Illuminati.
Yeah. Right.
And he wrote a book called The Proofs of a Conspiracy.
Right. That's one of their early important works on the Illuminati.
Right. Okay. Now, in your early research, did you ever use the work of Flavius Josephus?
Yes, many times.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite a bit. In fact, he has several references that locate the Lost Tribes. He's also an important source on the Essenes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. So where do we go from here? How do we overcome the influence that they seem to have?
Personally, I believe that they operate on secrecy and depend on secrecy. So I think to stop them, they just need to be exposed. And I believe in the concept of each one teach one. I think that you know, it's not something that we can do on our own. It's only something that can happen when there's enough of a mass movement that's aware. And I think we each have to do our job to try to expose what's happening, to alert people to what's happening. Because I think, you know, it goes against fundamentally against people's values. And I think you just have to show it and expose it, and they will respond appropriately.
Okay. Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job doing that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take some calls. We have Monty in Oklahoma. Welcome to the program, Monty.
Yes, thank you, David. I was wondering, basically, is it your view that communism and Nazism...
Monty got cut off or he dropped? Okay, maybe
I think I know where he was going anyway.
Okay.
I guess he was trying to suggest that, yes, communism, all these isms are fabricated. You know, and a point to note is like what I see today is that, you know, communism was the face of the past, the Illuminati's face in the past. But communism was the method that they used to undermine society. But these days, it's neoliberalism.
And conservatives?
Exactly. So basically, it's to push for privatization and what they call for reduction in big government. But basically, what their plan is to privatize everything and put everything under the control of the World Bank, pretty much.
Sure. Okay, let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the Cauldron Bible that Locke brought up. I was talking to this one female one day, and she brought up the Cauldron Bible.
Okay.
You lose him too.
Barry, are you gone?
Hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. You dropped off for a second or so.
Okay, I can hear you. I was talking to a female one day, and she brought up the Cauldron Bible that Lark brought up. And then I was listening to a show on RBN this past weekend. I can't remember the guest name, but the guy that he has on the show with him on his website, which is freedomrequireswork.org, he has a PDF copy of the Cauldron Bible on his website, and it's a Chaldean Bible. And it was it's based on different chapters, and they made it into a book, the Cole book. And during the second and third decade of the century, these books were possessed by religious groups in England, which were never powerful because requirements for the membership were too restrictive. It would seem throughout history that the Cauldron has always been on the brink of extinction, yet it has survived, safeguarded by a few barely knew what it was all about. So it's a very old book, and I haven't had a chance to read it, but it's based on the old Cauldians, Cauldians. So if you download it, it gives an explanation of the book before you start reading it.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
It's Kolbrin Bible.
Okay, and the website was?
FreedomRequiresWork.org. It's all one thing.
All righty.
I just wanted to bring that to the table. Mm-hmm. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
You too. Okay, let's take Richard in Quebec. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
Very fine. I've been listening to your guest, David, and I wonder if David's been doing any advanced thinking about how Baathism fits in or follows from his findings, and how Gaddafi's Green Book and the Iraqi fellow that was assassinated by George Bush and his gang, how their work fit into his findings, or is there any linkage at all?
I'm not sure what's going on. I cover Gaddafi a little bit in my book, and you know, he does have some connections with, you know, America's exploitation of terrorism, and there were claims that he was a Freemason. So
really,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. So, and the same goes for Saddam, as far as I know, as well, too. So, I'm not sure.
How would that? Wow, that makes no pattern at all.
Well, I know a lot of things don't. So, but I'm sure that there's some pattern in there somewhere that, you know, we're just not privy to.
Well, what would be the chance then, in your thinking, that there's contrary groups within the Illuminati, an A group, an A team and a B team, and they haven't settled their differences yet? You got any thoughts in that area?
I wouldn't think there's an A team and a B team, but, you know, they've got to be a bunch of egotists. And, you know, I look at them somehow. Sometimes I think it's a little bit like the mafia, you know, the mafia. It's one organization, but they're always trying to outdo each other to get to the top. So, you know, they're always warring and killing each other. And so maybe it's something like that. I don't know. Ultimately, their king is Lucifer, and he keeps the plan in focus, no matter what his underlings do.
Yeah. What are the prospects of the Ba'athism becoming a new strain of Islam, particularly in view of the scandals and outrages in the Middle East right now, the youth revolution?
I don't know. You know, I think the bigger concern is the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, what's not reporting, you know, they show you see in Libya these so-called freedom fighters that they're helping, that the Americans are assisting. And these guys are screaming Allahu Akbar, you know. the hypocrisy of that is just astounding. You know, basically is that these guys are obviously influenced by some kind of radical Islamic ideology. And, you know, what I've heard from many circles, is a lot of people view, you know, these revolutions have been categorized as being very much not affiliated with Islam, which is actually often quite to the contrary. And this goes right into, in my article, I quote someone in the American government about how they continue to see the value of using Islamic fundamentalism, and in this case, paradoxically, of using the Muslim Brotherhood to advance the cause of democracy in the Middle East. So behind a lot of these revolutions, particularly the one in Egypt, has been the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is the scary aspect.
Wow. That's amazing. Is anybody in charge? Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for your work, David.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Richard.
Bye.
Of course, those revolutions, too. I mean, the CIA has been known to create revolutions in all kinds of different countries.
Absolutely.
And they go in and they dress up like the locals, and then they create a problem. And this is the same kind of, if you compare them to the communist agitators that went into several of the European countries and created strikes and all kinds of things, then, it seems like the same kinds of people are doing the same kinds of terroristic activities.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard to know who's doing what to whom.
Yes, it can be. But just isms and schisms, as they say.
Right.
Right. They're all first it's communism, now it's neoliberalism or democracy. It's all part of the sham.
Sure. We will take other calls while we're just about to wind up here. But if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. Where do you see this all going? I mean, if it's the Illuminati's objective is to destroy the entire planet, and you mentioned, yes, that we could kind of counteract this by educating people, by telling people what we know, by you doing programs like this or writing a book, and this is certainly helpful.
Right.
But how do we unite and really do something?
You You know, I think that kind of unity will happen dynamically once people, you know, the ironic thing is I do believe in something that approximates democracy, you know, but just not in the sense that it's being manipulated by current governments, because that the kind of democracy that they are promoting is a lie. But true democracy means, you know, people, it means a respect for people's opinions and people working things out together. And fundamentally, I think that's what, you know, it brings another point too, is what I see a lot on, I'll finish my thought after.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor with our guest today, David Livingston. Stay tuned.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. Welcome back, friends. My guest today has been David Livingston, the author of The Dying God, A History of Western Civilization, and Terrorism and the Illuminati, A 3,000-Year History. And you can download that book, the second one, A History of... Terrorism and the Illuminati, at his website, which is terrorism-illuminati.com. Now, in your chapter on the Illuminati, you talk about the American Revolution, and you say that just prior to the French Revolution, the Illuminati was also conspiring to bring about the American Revolution of 1776.
Yes.
So talk to us about that. We have a few more minutes, and tell us about that. That's very interesting.
Well, you know, we have to understand what the basis of the Enlightenment was. And the Enlightenment was basically an attack against Christianity, or religion in general, by claiming that they were calling for reason against superstition and equating the belief in God as superstition. And what was happening? You know, another very important book I would recommend is Religion and the Rise of Capitalism by Can't remember his name. Anyway, the point is you see the history of the rise of banking powers in Europe and their, well, in England specifically in this case, and their attack against the attack against the law forbidding usury. And so over time, they slowly managed to get the church to weaken its stance. And this is what Adam Smith, his role was to argue that the state should keep its hands out of the affairs of the business sector, but specifically referring to the banks. And so basically what they were trying to do was to remove the authority of the church from the state. And this was the ultimate goal of the French Revolution and the American Revolution. So the goal was basically to create a secular state, which created a separation between church and state, which allows them to write their own rules without reference to any kind of revelation.
Hmm. Okay, and you've talked about Washington and Jefferson.
Yeah.
And now Washington... was a Freemason?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was talking to another person, I think it was this week, and they said, no, that he was not.
No, he was. Well, they claim some claim he only became one in later life, or, you know, was initiated but never visited lodges or something like that.
Sure, but when you look at some of his other activities, you can believe that he definitely was, and I believe that. That they used his apron and the gavel that he used at the founding, at the laying of the foundation stone for the Smithsonian,
right.
Which was totally, you know, it was Illuminati.
Yeah, right.
The Smithsonian is Illuminati. And
right.
All kinds of other buildings and all kinds of other history.
And the whole founding of America seems to be a larger occult experiment going all the way back to Francis Bacon and his idea for a new Atlantis.
Right, right. Okay, we've come to the end of our 2 hours. It goes by really, really fast. I really appreciate you being here today, David.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, thank you. Alrighty, bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
The next round of the worst